Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on 1 John, and today we're reading 1 John 2, 26 and 27. I'll be reading from the message. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. We begin with mindful breathing to give our bodies and minds time to become quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. I've written to warn you about those who are trying to deceive you, but they're no match for what is embedded deeply within you. Christ's anointing, no less. You don't need any of their so-called teaching. Christ's anointing teaches you the truth on everything you need to know about yourself and Him, uncontaminated by a single lie. Live deeply in what you were taught. I've written to warn you about those who are trying to deceive you, but they're no match for what is deeply embedded in you, Christ's anointing, no less. You don't need any of their so-called teaching. Christ's anointing teaches you the truth on everything you need to know about yourself and Him, uncontaminated by a single lie. Live deeply in what you were taught. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a memory or feeling comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? I've written to warn you about those who are trying to deceive you, but they're no match for what is embedded deeply within you, Christ's anointing, no less. You don't need any of their so-called teaching. Christ's anointing teaches you the truth on everything you need to know about yourself and Him, uncontaminated by a single lie. Live deeply in what you were taught. in this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. I've written to warn you about those who are trying to deceive you, but they're no match for what is deeply embedded within you, Christ's anointing, no less. You don't need any of their so-called teaching. Christ's anointing teaches you the truth on everything you need to know about yourself and Him, uncontaminated by a single lie. Live deeply in what you were taught. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you for the truth of who you are, that you have chosen to reveal to us. Would you draw us more deeply into that truth, that we might live our lives in concert with everything we have learned about you? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.